Let's talk about polls, okay? And I thought we did this 2 weeks ago, okay? I thought we did this 2 weeks ago, but I guess we're doing it again. And I guess we're going to be doing this every single week because it creates that narrative. It creates the doom and gloom narrative. It creates content. It creates narrative. And it perpetuates the end of the inevitability the inevitability of Hillary Clinton becoming the first woman president. Because that's important to the media. Just like it was important to have the first black president. Didn't matter if they were qualified. And what I mean by that is if they were going to be good. Like, if they were really going to be good. Like, at the end of the day. At the end of the day. Do you honestly think. Again, I know I'm preaching to the choir. But it is, as much as, you know, John McCain is. Do you really think Obama has done a better job than John McCain would have been? I mean, come on. I mean, let's face it. The presidency, a good portion of what happens is basically just the luck of the up and a luck of the down. We just remember that. There's certain things, you know, war or foreign policy and different things of that nature. But the economy, a lot of that stuff is just the luck of being up and down. Bill Clinton's economy was the luck of a thing called the internet. It was the luck of a thing called Apple and the Googles and the Bill Gateses. I mean, if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for the creation of the World Wide Web, there would be no Bill Clinton success. There would be no Bill Clinton created 20 million jobs and look how important. And if George Bush would have beaten Bill Clinton, if there was no Ross Perot and Bush won, he would have been president when the internet was created. And in turn, all those jobs created by the internet would have been attributed to him. So, you know, was Obama a better choice? Come on. Obama got in because we had 8 years of Republican rule. We had the war, and people just said, you know what, we need change. We need something different, and you can't get more different than a young black guy. Just can't. So, polls. So here's the media narrative. Like I said, we did this. We did this 2 weeks ago. And this just shows you how unbelievably bizarre all of this is. And now let me explain. So NBC, okay? So NBC comes out with a poll. So it's the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. So they come out with a poll, and it's Clinton 46, Trump 41. And the poll's margin of error is 3.1%. So you're like, all right, striking distance. It is what it is. And if you go back in time, McCain was at the same place against Obama in 08. Yes, I know McCain lost, but when you hear Republicans or you hear pundits or you hear Democrats go, oh, this is historic. It's not historic, stupids. It's not historic. Okay? It's not historic. It's absolutely not historic. And Romney was down 3 points back in 12. So these things aren't historic. They're basically right in line. They're right in line. Right in line. Now, if you go in the NBC News poll and break it down to the point where you have who's better amongst the independents, Trump is winning. And he's up by 10 points. So it's 40 to 30. He also leads among men as well. But of course, he's losing with women. Okay? And Trump is also losing with minority voters. But the NBC poll shows that Trump isn't doing any real worse than Romney did. You're looking at Trump at 22%, Romney at 27%. So, yeah, it's worse than Romney, but it's really not that worse. I mean, in theory, if it stayed like that, Trump could pick up 5 points on the black side. He can get 5 points more on the black side and even that up. And it just shows you that the Latino vote, this whole, oh, we have to reach out to the Latino. Again, you really think telling all the Latinos, hey, we're just going to have open borders and we're going to be like the Democrats. So you think then all of a sudden they're going to vote? You think all of a sudden they're going to vote for Republicans? And I know everybody points to George Bush and goes, see, but he won the Latino vote. But here's the thing with Bush. You guys got to remember, and that's why the Republicans were all excited about having Jeb. That's why the establishment was like, we're going to win with Jeb. Because this was their logic. Republicans won with W and the Latino vote because, in their minds, Latinos looked at George and then looked at his brother and went, his brother married a Latina woman. Matter of fact, not only did he marry a Latina woman, he brought her from Mexico. I mean, you can't get any more you can't get any more in love with the Mexican people than actually going to Mexico and marrying and bringing somebody back and then marrying them. That's like the ultimate, it's like the ultimate reverse anchor baby. It is. I mean, you're in Mexico, you meet a Mexican, and you go, wow, you're hot. And it could be, hey, you could be a woman, and you meet Felipe, okay, whatever. And you go, wow, you're hot. I want you in my life all the time. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you to the United States, and then I'm going to marry you. And then you'll be a citizen. What do you think? See? So that's the ultimate. So Republicans figured W won the Latin vote because Texas, it's a big Latin population, and then the history of the Bushes, Jeb, the Columbo wife, and then the kids. You look at them kids and you're like, they're Mexican, man. So in their minds, if W won the Latino vote, because by extension, W's brother has the Latino blood all over him. That sounds a little weird, but you know what I mean. If Jeb ran, then he definitely would get the Latino vote, and especially with the whole, you know, the love of Latinos, and, you know, they come here for out of act of love, so forth and so on. So that was the rationale behind W, okay? That was the rationale behind W and Jeb. But it just didn't work out for Jeb. Just didn't work out for Bush. It just didn't work out. Rather, it's the low energy or just the fact that he wasn't the smart Bush. We all thought he was, but he's not. He wasn't the smart Bush. But anyways, that aside, Trump is basically doing no worse than Romney, if you really want to be technical. If you really want to be technical. So, Trump's only a couple points behind Clinton with the Latino vote. You got 22-27. Trump's beating Hillary with the independents by 10 points, 40-30. And at the end of the day, it's a 46-41 Clinton lead. Okay. Now remember, this is Hillary Clinton already consolidating her support. This is Hillary Clinton already locking up that nomination. This is Donald Trump getting beaten up by the press week after week. And it's a 46-41 lead. So that's the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Like I said, this feels like deja vu. Feels like deja vu. So now, you take that, you put it in your back pocket, and then you pull up the ABC poll. ABC News, Washington Post. Two outlets, two outlets that despise Trump and desperately want Hillary Clinton to win. Remember, ABC News talking about George Stephanopoulos, a former Clinton staffer, a former Clinton hitman. I mean, Stephanopoulos was there from the Whitewater. I mean, they can't get any more entrenched in the Clinton world than George Stephanopoulos. You can't get any more entrenched into liberal politics than George Stephanopoulos. For heaven's sake, George Stephanopoulos gave tens of thousands of dollars to the Clinton Global Initiative. Okay? And the Washington Post, which is Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, make me cool because I sell dildos, and I don't want people at parties to go, "You're the dildo guy." So no, now he's a mover and shaker who has hired 20 reporters to go after Trump. So NBC, Wall Street Journal, Hillary's up by 5 or 6. But Trump is beating her with independents by 10, and he's only a few points down when it comes to Latinos. Now, the ABC News, Wall Street Journal poll has Hillary Clinton at 51 and Donald Trump at 39. That's a 12-point lead, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the poll that everybody is talking about. This is the poll every single news outlet is referencing. Even though the NBC Wall Street Journal poll came out at the exact same time, the media is ignoring that poll. They're ignoring that, and they are focusing on this one. I mean, if that doesn't just, I don't have to point out examples of bias when it comes to the media, but this is one of those, really, guys? Really? You got two polls that came out, and they're drastically different, and the only one you're talking about is the poll that has Hillary up by 12 points. Really? Come on. I mean, geez, that's like a baseball player or a football player or hell, a husband or a wife, like, cheating. It's like all those people cheating and not even like trying to hide it. It's like, I don't need to hide it. It's like, aren't you really just putting Vaseline all over that baseball? Are you really doing that? You're just, everybody can see you. Don't worry about it. It's like, are you getting that girl's phone number? Your wife is watching you. Don't worry about it. It's the same thing. It's like, media, are you really touting this poll and pretending that the other poll doesn't exist? Come on. We control it. What are you going to say? Just a bunch of talk radio guys? Just a bunch of conservative talk radio guys squawking? And they're right. They're right. The only people that are squawking about it is me and a bunch of other talk radio guys. No one else is. NBC's not. ABC's not. CNN's not. Nobody else is. You go online to Politico. That's like their big headline. Has a picture of Hillary Clinton smiling with that big goofy smile with her hands together. Of course. They're right. They're right. Because the Republicans are too worried about crappy congressmen getting elected, and they're not worried about the media. That's why. So this poll says Trump is done. It's over. 12 points. 12 points. And then they asked the people they polled, would they consider a third-party candidate? 78% of the respondents said no. Those that said yes, 12% said they would consider someone other than Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. 70% said they were anxious about a Trump presidency, compared to 27% said that they'd be comfortable with Trump in the Oval Office. A plurality of respondents said, which is 46%, thought Clinton's response to the Orlando attacks was a more appropriate way. 28% thought Trump did a better job. I mean, this poll is just glowing for Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's obvious. Listen, polls can be skewed every which way. I mean, you realize, guys, you realize. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you realize. Obvious that they polled more Democrats than they did Republicans. You know that, right? You know that. They say their poll was conducted the 20th to the 23rd, and it surveyed 1,001 adults throughout the country. The margin of error is 3.5. You know they polled more Democrats than they did Republicans. You know that. Come on. You know that. How else do you explain? How else do you explain two polls conducted with wildly, wildly different outcomes? How else do you explain that? How else do you explain that? Oh, Rob, it's just the way the people voted in this poll. This ABC and Washington Post did exactly what they wanted to do. They created a new narrative, a continuing narrative, because remember, this narrative was similar to the narrative that ABC did a week or so ago, because we talked about this then. They did exactly what they wanted to do. Wall Street or Washington Post did exactly what they wanted to do. This is the narrative. So what happens? Remember, you're a voter. You're a low-information voter. You're not somebody that goes and searches out all this information on different sites. You're somebody that just goes to the Huffington Post. You're somebody that just listens to Bill Maher or John Oliver or watches Comedy Central or Jimmy Kimmel or Saturday Night Live, whatever. And now you're hearing Trump is doing bad in the polls. Trump is getting hammered in the polls. Trump is getting hammered in the polls. So in turn, you're sitting there going, ah, I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for him at all. I don't want to vote. I mean, it's obvious he's going to lose. I don't want to go with a loser. I don't want to go with someone that people are telling me is Satan. Someone's telling me he's Hitler. Someone's telling me he's bad. I'm not going to go with someone that the people are saying they feel uncomfortable with him being president. Look what this poll says. Over 70%. So in theory, if there's over 100 million people voting, 70 million of them say they're uncomfortable with Trump as president. Because remember, these polls are supposed to be microcosms of the bigger electorate. That's what we believe. That's what we're told how these polls work. They're microcosms of the bigger electorate. So we're supposed to believe, because we've been programmed to believe, and it's been beaten into our heads, that this is a reflection of the 120 or 130 million voters. So when this poll says 70% of the voting public says they feel anxious about Trump as president, what they're saying is 70 plus million people. 70 plus million people. If that's not creating a forced narrative in your head, you're sitting there going, you know, I think I like Trump. But man, 70 million people are uncomfortable with him being president. Well, jeez, who am I? I'm just Joe Blow. I'm just Joe Blow. I'm not going to be so arrogant to think that I know more than 70 million people. Could be that arrogant. 70 million people, that's a lot. Okay, 70 million people. Only 28% of them think he's good. Yeah. Okay. See how that creates it? See how it creates it? And then here's the kicker. ABC News, Washington Post releases an Obama approval rating poll. So now they release a poll that shows Trump at 12%. 70% of the people are uncomfortable with him being president. And Obama has a 56% approval rating. The last time his approval rating was this high was in 2011 when bin Laden was killed. And now he is more popular than George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush were at this point, but not as popular as Bill Clinton was. So you have a poll that says Trump bad, Hillary good, and not just by 4 or 5 points, but by 12 points. And in that same poll, you have Obama good and better than the last two Republican presidents. I don't know. You tell me. Again, I'm preaching to the choir. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. I'm preaching to the choir, but geez, guys, geez. So that came out. That's the polls. So have fun.